Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
We've been looking at the first epistle of Peter that was written to suffering believers. Peter continues on that subject in chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, and the suffering that he addresses is not that common suffering that each of us faces because we're human, not the suffering of sickness or aches and pains as we grow old. Peter is addressing believers who are being persecuted specifically for their faith because they are followers of Jesus Christ. He characterizes them in two ways in verse 6. He says that they greatly rejoice. The word implies an exalted joy. Literally, it means to jump for joy. No, they haven't won the publisher's sweepstake or the lottery. In fact, the next thing he says of them is that they're in many temptations or manifold temptations. The word is perasmos, meaning a testing. And what's being tested? Their very faith is being tested. Can they, will they, hold on during such a time of trouble in which their very lives are in jeopardy? Well, in verse 7, Peter says that as they do, they will come forth as gold, bringing honor to themselves and glory to God at the appearing and the coming of Jesus Christ. Are you and am I prepared for that kind of suffering?
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net, and begin a systematic study of God's Word today.